A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Nation and Radio Station here in Cairns. And we go across the country thanks to NIRS, National Digital Radio Service. Give me a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, we live in a different world at the moment, and COVID-19 has affected us in more ways than one, even in the financial sense. Some people have lost their jobs and some people are struggling regarding finances. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Amanda Rees, Financial Counsellor at MoneyCare here in Cairns, Salvation Army, and talk about the situation space that she's working in. Amanda, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation, and look, money's not everything, but it's a tool. Rank it right up there, the oxygen, but it helps us live our life, so to speak, and it can be put people in a stressing stage in regard to their life and regarding money and the dark tunnel down the track. So, first of all, what is MoneyCare service, and how do you access it?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me along today as well. So
good.
Our MoneyCare service provides financial counselling. That's free, confidential, independent and non-judgmental. Mm. We can help people take control of their finances and explore the options for improving their financial situation, because there are always options available. Some people might just want help reviewing their budget and prioritising their expenses.
Yes.
Others might be getting chased by debt collectors and need someone to speak to the debt collectors or their bank or other creditors with them or on their behalf. Or there may be people facing repossession or legal action relating to their debts. So we can assist with all of these situations, and we can also connect people in with other services that might be able to help as well.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, financial counselling is all about drawing a line in the sand and looking at how to move forward, and we're here to help with that. So people can access our service by just contacting the local Cairns Salvation Army, or you can call our MoneyCare phone line, and the number for that is 1-800-722-363.
1-800-722-363, yep.
Yes, that's it.
All right, fantastic. You talk about drawing a line in the sand. You'd find that some people put their head in the sand. That's probably not a good move. It's about conversing, looking at the so-called dark tunnel, and you can help shed some light at the end of the tunnel, yeah?
Yes, definitely. And we certainly see a lot of people who bury their head in the sand. It's a pretty natural reaction.
Sure.
Especially if you don't know where to go or what to do. But we're here to help. We'll help you through that.
Okay, fantastic. Now, most Australians live from pay packet to pay packet. Has COVID-19 exposed our vulnerability regarding financial intelligence? Could you say that?
Well, there are a lot of Australians out there who were already struggling financially, or who were only just getting by before COVID-19 hit, definitely. There's also a lot of people out there who have never been in financial hardship before, who are now facing hardship because of COVID-19, and that can be a really hard thing to come to terms with. So it is completely natural to feel stressed and overwhelmed by the situation. People often do have a lot of money management skills already,
yes,
but they struggle because of circumstances beyond their control, like COVID-19. So some people have had to become even more frugal and find new ways to cope financially. But hopefully any new habits and skills learnt during this period can continue to be used to help safeguard against any future financial shocks.
Exactly.
So there is always help available, and there are options. Sometimes even just talking to a financial counsellor can be really helpful,
yes,
especially if people don't feel comfortable talking to anyone else.
Well, exactly. I mean, sometimes we look at when the four walls close in, and then you're trying to look at the rainforest, but the trees are in the way. It gets a bit clouded, so to speak. And look, we do usually people have a budget. That budget's got to be flexible to scenarios that may come in down the track in regards to a change in life, yes?
Yes, absolutely, definitely.
Should there be more education in schools in regards to money?
Yes, it's never too late to learn about money, but the sooner people can start learning some positive financial habits, the better. So it's great to start in school, because having more financial education in schools will just help set kids up with the skills they need to manage their money in the future. The ASIC Money Smart website has a bunch of free resources available for teachers to use in the classroom.
Okay.
And that's for primary school and high school students. And at the Salvation Army MoneyCare, we provide financial literacy workshops to high school students. So if there are any schools out there who would like us to come out and do a workshop, please reach out to us, and we'd be happy to do that.
Fantastic. So, yeah, it's all about education. And if you look at the commodity we're talking about here, money, we work all our lives for a pay packet, so to speak. So I mentioned financial intelligence. It's about getting educated on money because it's a part of your life. Well, every week you're receiving it and you're paying bills and what have you. Know how it works or be in control and work the money, yes?
Yes, definitely.
Exactly, fantastic. So, MoneyCare Cairns, how long you guys been operating?
Oh, I actually don't know, but I've been with MoneyCare Cairns for about 2.5 years.
Okay, so longer than 2.5 years. So, good on you. Fantastic, and thank you for sharing. And there is a light at the end of the tunnel. People just need to reach out and don't put your head in the sand, so to speak. Amanda?
Yes, definitely. So if you are struggling, please do reach out to a MoneyCare financial counsellor. We're free and confidential, like I said. Absolutely anyone is eligible. And the way to reach us again is just by contacting the local Cairns Salvation Army or on that national MoneyCare line, 1-800-722-363.
Lovely sharing with you, Amanda. Thank you very much. All the best to your team, your family. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Thank you too.
Bye-bye. Adela Young there with Amanda Rees, her name is, financial counsellor at MoneyCare Cairns Salvation Army. But there is a number that goes across the nation, 1-800-722-363. So if you're in that situation where four walls are closing in, you can't see light at the end of the tunnel, in regarding your finances, maybe you've lost your job or bills have climbed up, you know, don't put your head in the sand. It's reach out. It's about communicating with your debt collectors. And if it means talking to a financial counsellor, yeah, then do so. And don't let that money strangle you, so to speak, in regard to your moving forward. That's what it's all about. But at the same time, if you're not in that situation, you don't have to be sick to get better, is what I'm saying, in regard to your financial intelligence. Get educated. We work all our lives for a pay packet. Or get the money working for you. But it's about you being in control and getting the equation, so to speak, and have that money working within your budget. And that budget's got to be flexible depending on what happens in life, like a pandemic, so to speak. There it is. Have you say, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BB and Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We got Cross Nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So give the Murray call, let's have a yarn, you mob, 1-800-422-416.